Good morning, everybody. It is 10:30 in the morning where I am. I just finished getting dressed and getting ready for the day and paying some bills since it is payday over here in the Merrick household. And it is the day after our phone call from our doctor, and we officially have a diagnosis for me, and we officially have some sort of a game plan, so we'll get into that. And so grab your snacks, grab your drinks, get comfortable. This is a very serious podcast right now, so let's do it. Okay, so before we start, I just want to remind you guys about the listener support, like I do every podcast. On the dashboard, there should be a button, and if you click it, it gives you three different amounts that you can use to donate to the podcast every month. So if you want to click that button and check it out, great. If you click that button and start to donate, that's also great. It goes straight towards our baby fund. If you don't donate, that's great. That's fine. You know, I'm not going to pressure anybody to do it. But if you just share it, that's also great. Anyway, now that I've reminded you for the millionth time about that, let's talk about what happened yesterday. So Marcus and I just kind of took yesterday as a really kind of just chill day. He had to go into work for a couple hours in the morning, which was okay. We kind of figured that would happen. He came home and we just kind of gamed and it was just really relaxing, you know, trying to prepare myself for what was coming. And so that's what we decided to do. So appointment time came, and it turns out our doctor had a surgery that she had scheduled at 4 o'clock. Our appointment was at 4:30, but she did end up calling us. So we did get to talk to her. So no worries there. We didn't miss our appointment. Nothing like that. So I get on the phone and I put her on speaker so Marcus can hear everything that I'm hearing, because I felt that was only fair. And she said, "Well, I have your results back from your MRI." I was like, "Okay, you know, cool." And it turns out that I cannot have surgery on my uterus because I have a double uterus, pretty much. I can't even think of the word right now, and I've been saying it all morning. And so pretty much what that means is I have two cervixes, like two cervical openings to my uterus, and two uteruses. I still have both my fallopian tubes and my ovaries, which are both still fully functional. So that is good. The reason why I cannot have surgery is because that could risk killing the other side of my uterus, and that's not something that we want. So the outside of my vagina looks normal. Like, you could never, ever tell. Ever. It's just the inside is not normal. I actually have a website that I went to, a really good article that really explains more in depth of what's going on. It sometimes gets confused with a bicornuate and a septate uterus, which the septate uterus is what we thought I had, but I don't. The top of my uterus is still flat, so that's good. That's a good thing. So that's why I can't have surgery for that, because it could risk killing the other side, and we don't want that. My right side is more strong and more dominant than my left is. So, I mean, there's that. So, Didelphus uterus. That's what it is. I'm sorry. It's a whirlwind. Didelphus uterus is the technical term, which means I have a double vagina, is what they also classify it as. But my outside's fine, my inside's not. So pretty much what is going to happen is we need to do IUIP. IUIP is the more natural way. No drugs. IUI, you take progesterone suppositories and stuff like that. IUIP, the only drug I would take is the Ovadril, which is the trigger shot, which makes me ovulate 36 hours later. So what would happen with that is when I start my period, I would call the fertility clinic on cycle day one to let them know, hey, you know, I've started my period. And then they would count 12 days from that to cycle day 12. And then they would have me come in on cycle day 12 and do a transvaginal ultrasound, which I'm more than willing to do because it's, for me, it was not painful at all, to kind of look and see how my eggs are doing, if I'm doing good, if I have an egg that's ready to go, that's going to drop, I'm going to ovulate, if we're good. So then what our doctor would do is she would take us into the clinical little room and teach Marcus how to trigger me with Ovadril, and they would do that shot in the office, like, so that way if we have to do another round, Marcus already knows how to do it. And we would do that shot later in the evening. So he would trigger me, and then we'd come home. And the next day we would go back up, and Marcus would collect a sample, and they would take his sample. I believe that they would also do another ultrasound to see that I have ovulated. So Marcus would take a sample and they would send us on our merry way for like an hour, because it takes an hour for them to like wash the sample and get all the good sperm out that they possibly can. And then they would have us come back to the office and they would inseminate me. And then we wait 2 weeks, and then I believe we would go back so I could have a blood test done to check out my HCG hormone, which is the pregnancy hormone. If I do get pregnant on IUIP, then she would monitor me very, very closely, because I have an increased miscarriage and preterm birth rate now. And so if I make it to 8 to 9 weeks gestation, where I'm 8 to 9 weeks pregnant and everything's fine, everything's been fine, there's no complications, not a single thing, then she would send me back to my regular OB, which is the first doctor we actually saw. And, you know, we would go from there. If I don't get pregnant on IUIP, we're going to try about 2 to 3 cycles of that. Because as it sits right now, we have a 15 to 20% chance of conceiving with IUIP. If I do not get pregnant at all on IUIP, like if nothing works, then we're going to regroup and discuss further treatment. And further treatment is IVF. And like I had said a while ago, surrogacy and adoption are kind of Marcus and I's last resort options for us, because we want to try everything we can medically and get what we can done, pretty much. So if IUIP does not work, then it's probably IVF. Now, we're not going to start IUIP immediately because as it sits right now, I still have not started my period. I have already taken a pregnancy test and it was negative. So before anybody asks. So as it sits right now, once I get this period, this coming period, this cycle, we're going to wait out this cycle, make sure everything's okay, we're all good, nothing, you know. Because one, I don't want to start IUIP on a kind of weird cycle. And two, I just don't feel comfortable enough with it right now. And we just kind of want a breather and want to get things, you know, just ready to go. Healthy and all that fun stuff. So we're not doing it this cycle, but the next cycle, my next period, it's not this period, but my next period that comes, that's when we will start IUIP. Like I said, we just kind of needed a breather for everything. So, you know, that's just that. It was a very big and bitter pill to swallow. I can't even tell you how much of a big and bitter pill it was to swallow, but it was, like, shit happens. We are telling my parents today. We're taking them out to lunch to tell them. So there's that. My grandparents and everybody else will know Sunday. So if you know me personally and are listening to this, please don't say anything. I've also made a YouTube video about it that I will post today and have it just kind of up and ready to go. Because my parents will know and stuff. So, I just found out that my goddaughter has the all clear, no more pink eye. Yay. Anyway, so that's that. This one's kind of a lengthy podcast and I'm sorry about that, but it was a lot of info. So I'm going to go ahead and go so I can post this and get everything up and ready. Don't forget about the listener support. Check out all my social media links below, and I will talk to you guys on the next podcast. So I love you. Thank you so much for listening and hearing me vent. So with that, I gotta go. So lots of love, lots of light, and lots of IUIP baby dust. Bye, guys.